Welcome, dear learners. Welcome in this module on open educational resources. We studied in previous module what are open educational resources. What is the need of open educational resources? What are the drivers for open educational resources? We studied the importance and then we started going through one by one the various platforms of open educational resources. And in continuation, now we'll be dealing some of the more open educational resource platforms and creating the content in those platforms. After completing this module, you will be able to use, search, and create open educational resources for various OER platforms. As far as the lesson plan is concerned, we will move. We will start with the Wikipedia, Moodle, SlideShare, edX, and then Commonwealth of Learning, SAMKA, and then we will move to the creating OER, the basic concept of creating OERs. So let's begin with the Wikipedia. As we know, Wikipedia is the platform for free web resources. Free content is available in the public domain. Wikipedia is a non-profit organization which provides free content, free knowledge in the public domain. It consists of a bunch of various platforms which provides the different kind of resources. Say for example, as you can see in the Wikipedia page, in the Wikipedia website itself, it consists of Wikicommons, Wikibooks, Wikiversity, Wikiresource, Wikinews, Wikimedia, Wikidata, like that. So many platforms are available which are ready reference, which are ready source of information about the various segments of the knowledge domain. In this free encyclopedia, you just type whatever you need in the search bar, you will get the things. That too, with the list of references at the end of the article. Here, a particular article is written by someone and edited by a lot of persons. So, having a Wikipedia page means that for a particular article, you will have only a single page. And if you want to contribute, you can edit. You can contribute in that particular page only. Now moving to how to contribute to Wikipedia. Create a Wikipedia account. However, it might not be required, but if you register for an account, you will be given more privileges than a non-registered user. You can expand the stuff, add a photo, write a new article, remove spam, help out, do some maintenance, revert vandalism. What is vandalism? Vandalism is the act of editing the project in a malicious manner that is intentionally disruptive. Sometimes people do this kind of practices. So to avoid that, you will have to revert those acts. Now let's see what are the steps to create a Wikipedia page. Do your research first. Before creating any content on Wikipedia, learn about the Wikipedia community and how it works. Create an account. Create an account, start small, gather your sources, write the copy, submit the page for review. Please do remember Creating a Wikipedia page is not free now. It was free a few years ago. But now, if you want to have a Wikipedia page, you have to spend ranging from $250 to the $3,000. An average cost is $400 to $800. After the Wikipedia, and what is the beauty of Wikipedia? That whatever you can take, whatever is there, you can take them because it is in public domain, provided you give the attribution. So it's a free resource. It is not bound to any copyright. Next is Moodle. Moodle is a learning management system, the LMS. As we can see, this is the website of Moodle, moodle.org. If you want to go into detail, what is Moodle actually, what Moodle is providing, we have given this link, or you can scan this QR code for the YouTube video, what is Moodle. Moodle provides various courses, MOOCs, massive open online courses on their platform. In two categories, courses which you can download and in which you can enroll. You can search the courses by adding the keywords on the website. You can also enroll into the Moodle Cloud and have your own website for developing a course. In Moodle Cloud, you can create your own learning environment, and it is very easy and user-friendly. It is simple, maintenance-free, auto-updated, it is flexible and affordable. Affordable in the sense that up to 50 users, it is free. But if you want to enroll more than 50 learners, you will have to pay. But still, it is very good for small learning groups, especially for your PG students, especially among your research team. Again, we are giving this QR code, scan it, and this link we are providing for creating course in Moodle. For a quick overview, you can generate your own website in Moodle Cloud, as we are having this, we are having one in the Moodle. You just have to enter your Moodle Cloud site name, your password, login, and you can develop your own course in that platform. The platform is very user-friendly, very friendly to not only to the teachers but also to the learners. As you can see in the dashboard of the website, you can have the list of courses available, as we are having a one course of Introduction to Open Educational Resources, Open Education Resources, as we are having in my website, Introduction to Open Education Resources. There is a course which is available, though not for learning, for download only. In the course, as you can see, a variety of materials, a variety of contents can be given. It may be a link to a book, PPT, Word file, PDF file, quiz, and various kind of evaluation and various kind of assessment techniques, grading techniques are available there. So, dear learners, let me summarize this section that we learned Wikipedia, a free and public domain in which you can get the OER and you can create your own OER and contribute there. But it's paid. Again, the next one is Moodle, which is a learning management system, a complete package in which the course is available, entire course is available with the variety of resources by which you can develop the contents for your online course. It's free for up to 50 users.